"How did you do that?" said Ron. "What?" said Hermione, joining them. "One minute you were right behind us, and next moment you were back at the bottom of the stairs again." "What?" Hermione looked slightly confused. "Oh, I had to go back for something. Oh, no!" A seam had split on Hermione's bag. Harry wasn't surprised. He could see that it was crammed with at least a dozen large and heavy books. "Why are you carrying all these around with you?" Ron asked her. "You know how many subjects I'm taking," said Hermione breathlessly. "Couldn't hold these for me, could you?" "But—" Ron was turning over the books she had handed him, looking at the covers. "You haven't got any of these subjects today. It's only Defence Against the Dark Arts this afternoon." "Oh, yes," said Hermione vaguely, but she packed all the books back into her bag just the same. "I hope there's something good for lunch. I'm starving," she added, and she marched off towards the great hall. "Do you get the feeling Hermione's not telling us something?" Ron asked Harry. Professor Lupin wasn't there when they arrived at his first Defence Against the Dark Arts lesson. They all sat down, took out their books, quills, and parchment, and were talking when he finally entered the room. Lupin smiled vaguely and placed his tatty old briefcase on the teacher's desk. He was as shabby as ever, but looked healthier than he had on the train, as though he had had a few square meals.